have any stories about your early years here in America?
I think I adapted fairly easy because I was able to interact with people that were also have been here and were born here in a way. So they were able to kind of teach me. I had a couple of family friends that were my age and always hang out and kind of learn, you know, practice English, you know, and kind of funny. They would make fun of me at the time because of my accent. And, you know, we would go out, we would hang out. And so through them, I learned all kinds of, you know, the cartoons, music, you know, sports. Because all I knew was soccer, so I had to learn every other sport. I had an uncle that took me to Dodger games, so I became a Dodger fan. And so those were pretty much my way of, you know, kind of learning how to adapt and having fun at the same time. Because I had kind of people that were like, you know, kind of guiding me through it, you know, as I grew up, so, yeah.
Do you think that your experience in El Salvador has influenced how you live your life here in any way?
The influence and experience is always humbling when you travel back, when you think of the things that people struggle with, you know, because it's a third world country, so there's poverty, there's the food's different, you don't have the same luxuries. So that is always kind of, you're always thankful when you're here for having, you know, a better life altogether and opportunities and, you know, in relation to, you know, people that are over there. I have family over there, so I know some of them have done okay for themselves and are also happy. So everyone's happy to a certain degree, wherever they are. But again, I'm thankful, you know. And again, I also, it's humbling, you know, to think of the better life that I have here now versus, you know, some people that live there that don't have the same, you know, things we have here or can afford them and all that. So,
well, thank you for lending me your time and letting me interview you.
You're welcome.